Henry David Thoreau was Harvard-educated, but chose the unpopular career of writer and poet to satisfy his soul's urge. A force in the New England Transcendentalists, along with Emerson, he loved nature, freedom, and individuality. Listen to this passage from Walden. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured and far away. The one comment that I am most pleased to hear from those who have read my books or listened to my tapes over the years goes like this. Your words finally reassured me that I am not insane. All my life people have been telling me there's something wrong with me for the way I think. Your words made me realize that I'm not crazy. I think that it was in reading Thoreau that I had the very same kind of epiphany. I have often imagined myself in the shoes of Thoreau, living simply and deliberately in the woods, being self-sufficient and writing down what I felt most deeply in my soul. But more than writing it down, the idea of living these ideas, regardless of how others perceived me or reacted, seemed somehow noble. Within each of us, there is a voice that whispers, "Take the risks, pursue your dreams, live life to the fullest. As long as you're not hurting anyone else, why not?" Then outside of us, there are voices that scream, "Don't be a fool. You're going to fail. Be just like everyone else. If you do what you want, you're being selfish and you're hurting others." These loud, incessant dictates of our companions urge us to keep up with them and threaten to ostracize us when we fail to do so. I have observed that society in general always seems to honor its living conformists and its dead troublemakers. Everyone who has ever made a difference in any profession has listened to the music he or she hears and proceeded independent of the opinion of others. In doing so, they are labeled troublemakers, incorrigibles, even misfits. Yet they become highly respectable after death. This includes Henry David Thoreau, who was vilified for his position in his essay on the necessity of civil disobedience, and jailed for refusing to obey what he considered absurd rulings. Yet today he is required reading in virtually all high schools and universities. The beat that you hear within yourself is your connection to your soul's purpose. It will continue to plague you when you ignore it or suppress it in an attempt to conform with society. Those who implore you to march to the beat they hear are often well-intentioned and coming from a position of love for you. They'll tell you, "I only have your very best interest in mind, and I am the voice of experience. You'll be sorry if you don't follow my advice." You listen, and you try so hard to be just like everybody wants you to be. Yet that nagging drumbeat that no one else seems to hear faintly thumps in the farthest reaches of your awareness. If you continue to ignore it, you will live a life of frustration. You may even learn to suffer in comfort, which is the very best you'll be able to achieve. Thoreau is speaking directly to you from the mid-19th century about your own self-sufficiency and happiness. Whatever it is that you feel compelled to be or do is the voice of your soul pleading with you to have the courage to listen and act upon the melody only you hear, as long as it does not interfere with anyone else's right to pursue their dreams. And so it is with those around you who are also hearing a drumbeat that is foreign to you. They too must be allowed to step to the music they hear, even though it may sound strident and off-key to you. If everyone marched to the very same music and no one ever strayed from that conformity, we would all still be living in caves and preparing the same old recipe. Take one whole buffalo, skin it, burn it, and devour it. Progress is the result of individuals first listening to what their hearts tell them and then acting on those messages despite the protestations of the tribe. Imagine yourself walking through the woods with Mr. Thoreau back in the 1840s before the Civil War. His observations were based not on some philosophy he had read or heard, but from his own direct experience of feeling the outrage of conformity and seeing the horrors of how Native Americans were being treated by the white man. He knew that to go along with the popular idea of removing Indians from their lands was our very own Holocaust. And so he left to live in nature and experience self-sufficiency away from the pressures of the larger group. He did not keep step with his companions, and at the time he was criticized for it. Yet time has revealed him to be one of those troublemakers we revere. Walk with Thoreau in your own mind. Listen to the voice you hear and the drumbeat only you can feel, and honor it, while honoring it in those you love as well. It is the ultimate act of unconditional love. While it may not get you any awards while you are alive, you can take comfort in knowing that you fulfilled your own divine purpose and encouraged others to do the same. To put Thoreau's advice into practice, first, refuse to evaluate yourself as sane or insane on the basis of how you fit in with the expectations of those around you. If you feel it and it harms no one, then it is authentic and very sane. Second, remind yourself that you will have to incur the misunderstanding and perhaps even the wrath of those in your immediate tribes for having the temerity to march to your own drumbeat. Don't take it personally, even for one moment. It is merely a strategy to get you to conform, and when you fail to react, the wrath will quickly disappear. Third, allow those in your immediate sphere, family and friends, to have the joy of blissfully marching to their own beat without having to explain or defend their choices. You will be substituting anger and resentment for peace and love, and everyone will enjoy the original music they hear.